Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Joe Biden. I had to do that. But I want to know. People need to wake up because there's something majorly wrong with him. And it's just sad. Peter Schwitzer, the Biden campaign is hiding Kamala Harris, and I'll tell you why. And the truth is slowly starting to come out. Big Tech's hatred and bias against conservatives is disgusting and wrong. Because, like, I mean, even Wikipedia is now, they're going to start, I'll get into all kinds of stuff. I've heard that if you watch the Comfy Couch, it's like a kid's show on PBS, they were pushing socialist ideals, and then if you really listen and stuff. They're also planning, from my opinion, for big losses, because when Trump wins, they're going to have, I wonder what their excuse is going to be this time. He could, you know, because the American people can't make up their own mind and vote for themselves. Michael Savage, I love Michael Savage. I think the nonstop riots and mayhem from the fraudulent group Black Lives Matter, a Marxist anti-Semitic organization, anti-family, anti-everything is working in Trump's favor. And I'll get into why I think that too. The NFL does not yet understand how done Americans are with their meaningless little game. Even Netflix is doing stuff like, I don't know how anyone that is pro against child sexting and pornography and all that stuff, how they can watch Netflix or even have it. You don't know how much the Democrats love the established media, because they do. They're given stuff on a silver platter. You know, they ask all these hard questions of Trump and everything, but when it comes to the Joe Biden, it's like, Joe Biden, why did you decide to wear a yellow shirt today? Well, I decided to wear a yellow shirt.
My nurse sent out for me.
Yeah, that's a pre-scripted question. But I want to get into so much more, so thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Okay, Proverbs 9:10. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in a good judgment. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. Bye. Beautiful, beautiful. The producer with the Moses came in here, but it's just amazing that they keep this whole, because they're trying to hide Kamala Harris, because the majority, I mean, like, their original pick was Governor Whitmer, and since she had no race or anything to push except for her femininity, they didn't choose her, and people in Michigan cannot stand her.
They're actually taking, she wasn't, because that would have gotten her.
Rid of her?
Yeah. Just like
that. But same thing with Kamala Harris. The average person doesn't like her, can't stand her. And that's why they're trying, because she's not liked. I mean, she's now trying to be a sister to her. I'm Kamala Harris. I call her Chocolate Douche because I don't want to misspell her name or say it wrong or whatever, but. Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. For her? I think that's being pretty nice, because a douche is at least clean. As they say on South Park, remember that? I need, from my wife, I need Jesus. But anyway, I'm just trying to be nice so I don't miss her name and get even more people. But anywho, people can't stand her. She acts like she's a sister to everyone when she's arrested people left and right for possession. Because she's a Joe Biden. Well, I condemn these riots. Has Trump come out and condemned them? Yeah, like the very first day when he's like, I've got National Guard ready to go. I mean, now Portland doesn't want the police to use tear gas. Are you kidding me? The police should just say, okay, have fun, rioters. You trash your own city. Start with the governor.
Well.
And the mayor. And
the mayor. And the, I don't know if you saw this. I think it was on Hannity. Or it was Rush. Anyway. The mayor of Portland is 20 or two-thirds of voters will not vote for him.
Yeah.
People actually vote that vote. He his goose is cooked.
Yeah. And that's one thing I was going to, and I don't know how you could vote for him unless you've vandalized something and he pardoned you for destroying property. But that's, people aren't buying this crap. People aren't, you know, that's the problem with Biden and Harris. They all the Democrats out there, look at all this rioting. This is Trump's America. He's going to get so blamed. No, he's not. This is not Trump's America. Trump isn't Black Lives Matter. Trump isn't Antifa. This Trump doesn't want this. Trump is, I live in the city, and okay, we're asking for the National Guard, and when the governor and the mayor are saying, no, you can't have National Guard, okay, and that's Trump that's saying it? No, that's the governor. The Trump said, we'll have stuff fixed immediately. Fundraising platform, mobile cost cuts Family Research Council contract 1 hour before an election event. Isn't that nice? Oh, non-for-profit fundraising software company Mobile Cost terminated the contract of conservative Christian organization Family Research Council just 1 hour prior to the group's scheduled election event titled Pray, Vote, Stand, the group said. Yeah, that's nice. Oh my, we can't support you because you actually stand for something that's not trashing America and turning it into a socialist communist nation. Remember, Biden is temporary. Trump is temporary. Jesus is eternal. So think about that one. Think about that one. But yeah, it's just sad that because they have religious views. Supposedly, Starbucks was like, okay, you can't have Black Lives Matter stuff on your uniform, whatever. And when they started to get outraged from banning it, they allow it. Now, I can support that if they say, okay, if you want to wear a 2020 Trump hat, okay, you can wear Black Lives Matter stuff. If I can wear Blue Lives Matter and Trump apparel, if you're going to allow one, allow them both or not. You know, if you're going to allow one, allow both. Well, thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. And the more they try to stop this, the more they try to stop conservatives and Christians and Bible thumpers and believers and pro-lifers, unfortunately, the more stronger we get. The stronger we get, and people are done with it. People don't buy this. That's the problem. Because you have so many people in this world that are like I have so many people I can't believe, like, sorry, the virus is real for the millionth time, but no one is buying that it's this giant pandemic. Even Biden today, he was doing numbers of military, and only 7 people in the military died from COVID. Not the number he said. He missed, not thinking, because he's got dementia. But it's sad that I have people like, I can't believe you don't wear a mask. This is idiotic. On like the 15th of this month, there's going to be a thing where people are just going to say, screw the mask, and it's a big movement, and all these people are, I can't believe, are you that dumb? It's funny how if a doctor comes out like, oh, we need to be locked down, we need to be shut down, we need to do all this stuff for COVID-19. I have friends that are like, oh, I believe him. But when you have doctors I know that say, this thing is an election infection, it's a joke, masks don't work, da 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 da. Oh, my dick, I didn't know what he's talking about. He must be. Da-da-da. But anyways, I'm like, wow. He's a medical professional, graduated from the IU School of Medicine, top of his class, you know, high up there, you know, one of the best, not the best, but, you know. Wow. You know, if it's pro wearing a mask and pro conformation and pro locking down and we're all going to die and believe in all this fake news and to all those people that hoarded 75 cases of toilet paper, how much of that did you really need? I mean, the media said, you got to get it. You got to buy it. You got to buy it. You got to buy 5 million cases of toilet paper, because when you get this virus, you're going to have diarrhea that's going to last forever. And you better have, like, semis. You better buy 400 million rolls. How many people probably have, like, 10 cases because they hoarded the crap? I'm asking for a friend. Netflix. I'm going to get into that. Let me see if I can bring this up. Okay, here we go, folks. I'm going to do this really quickly. Just so you know, this is an update. Kaylee Thompson, thank you to everyone that got your prayers and thoughts out, the family. Really, really, really appreciated it. Kaylee is out and in the ICU due to her condition, and to watch her lung function, surgery went better than anticipated, and she looks really straight. If you don't know, she had a 120-degree curve in her spine, and they were correcting it, and they put like a metal bar in there. She is just in a lot of pain, and they're trying to keep it under control. Thank you so much, everyone, for your thoughts, prayers, and support. It means the world, and it made today a little bit easier, knowing so many people were lifting their prayers up, and we appreciate it. God is good. And I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and Chris and Holly told me to thank you beyond words for this, because that made their day. You may not have money, but if you got God, you got prayers. You know, I just wanted to write her. I said, well, maybe if you go and you put dirt on her back and have her wash it off, she'll be healed, you know, when he gives it on the eyes, you know, because they're very religious and stuff, and they would understand that one. But yeah, I mean, it really meant the world. I mean, she is in a lot of, I can't even imagine what she went through with that surgery. She is in so much pain, and they're like trying to manage it. And so, but she is, if you don't know, she's an inspiration to me, because she's someone, my brother Don always would tell me, okay, let me get this straight. So Jesus lived a perfect life. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried, and on the third day rose again for the fulfillment of the scriptures. And you, okay, how bad of a day did you have it there? I'm Charlie Kirk, and go ahead. How bad of a day did you have it? Oh, wait. And that's how he was. And she always, like, always has a smile on her face. Always, you know, always is just that, like, you just look at a picture of her, and you're like, yeah. What do I have to, she's in a wheelchair. What do I have to complain about? And she makes you take a step back. Like, how bad do you really have it? Look at how she's always happy, always smiling, always like giddy. And it's like, if she can be like that, can't we all? Because what I'm getting at, folks, with this is anyone can sit there and say, look at this. Did you see that? This white guy knocked out 5 people, and they give him a slap on the wrist. One guy died, and he got like 6 months in county jail. This black guy jaywalked, and he got 30 years in prison. And you can push all this left and right, and all this segregation, all this anti, well, look, blacks are treated differently than white people. You can, if you want to find hate, you want to find bad in this world, you can find bad in this world. If you look at Kaylee, there's so much hope in her. You can find love in this world. You can find hope. You can find anything in this world if you want to, the good in this world. If you want to focus on all the bad, that's all you're going to find is bad. I can find 1,000 seeds and find the worst seed and I can sow it. Am I going to get anything out of it? Probably not. But if I find a great seed and I sow it and take care of it,
tell the story of our garden. Holy cow.
Our garden, literally, we had a frost that it got so cold I had like plastic over everything and it still died.
So
we dumped all the dirt and it came back.
100-fold.
But then when Jesus multiplied the fish and loaves, I'm like, hey, we prayed over the garden and look what happened. I've had an abundance of produce. So, but the family really does appreciate your thoughts and prayers, and goes to show you what happens when you come together. You know, it made their day because it made it a little bit easier knowing that there are tons of people out there. I love Michael Savage. He is amazing. Michael Savage, and he's talking about on 2020 COVIDism and American Communist Revolution, and that's what they're trying to do. I truly believe this, that people aren't going to vote socialism in, so how do we get it? How do they get change? Well, start at the local level. Let's get these cities to do things. Okay, well, that should have been something that the people in the town vote on, because they've had where the city council has voted like 12-0 in favor of something that they've surveyed and over 70% of the people don't want it. In the town, well, we don't support this. We're 100% against it, but the town council voted. It wasn't something that they put on a ballot and let the people vote. And there's been in some states where they've had like, okay, well, we had over 50% of the population wants cannabis legal. Well, actually, we set the bar. You have to get like 70%. Well, we're at 64%. What the heck? If you don't want it, don't smoke it. If you want to use CBD, talk to me and I can get you in the right direction on what to take and what to do, and I can give you some general ideas on dosing and stuff. But if you don't want to use cannabis, you don't have to. But they're trying to push stuff down our throat because they know people aren't going to vote for it. So how do they get socialism in here if they're not going to? And that's what Michael, and I think, and like with this Black Lives Matter stuff, they're trying to get these indoctrinated kids, and you need to educate these kids and wake them up. And when they get woken up, and because they're doing like the Russians, they're doing like a fist, like the Russian sickle. I mean, I guarantee you, if you talk to a lot of those kids that are at these rallies with the fist. Do you know what that fist represents? Do you know what that stands for? Yeah, you talk about, you better not talk about Russia collusion, because that's the Russian fist. Yeah, it's a sign of communism. I guess it's one of these things that someone that they're really, 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 really close to is going to have to get really, really drunk and get behind the wheel and get smashed and killed for them to wake up and not drink and drive. Maybe it's going to take them to realize that they're fighting to get rid of every freedom they have. I mean, if I say something I shouldn't, I apologize. But they might as well just be out there saying, bleep freedom, bleep freedom. Government control. I mean, I could literally go out there with signs being pro-government, pro-government control, end of Second Amendment, end of freedom of speech, end of the Constitution, end of your rights. See, there's a difference. In communist countries, you don't have rights. I'm just telling you what you're, I'm just marching for what's going to happen. You know, that's, those Trump people, that's hate speech. Well, it's only a matter of time before the government says that what you speak of is hate speech. I mean, Jerry Jones come out and the players protest a genuine ask for help. What help? Let me get to, so what help? Like, I got a $400 million net worth, 4 houses, 7,000 pairs of shoes, 25 cars, and I'm oppressed. Help me. What are they gonna start sending up like GoFundMe pages to help out these NFL players that are oppressed? Mark my words, I would not be surprised if someone starts a GoFundMe page to help out these oppressed NFL players. I would not be surprised. But it's like the Disney Channel. It's like everything in this world, because Walt Disney was conservative. He is very conservative. He is a very family. He would be furious at the way Disney is being run. Sam Walton would be out. He would be stabbing someone right now, dang near, if he knew how Walmart was. Because when he turned it over, this person started to change it. And he took the company instantly back. Because he was going to do all kinds of stuff that Sam Walton didn't agree with. That's why, like, at least at Wendy's, they're like, what would Dave Thomas do? And they think long and hard about that. But it's just, you have all these companies like Disney and Walmart and stuff that are like, nothing like their founders hadn't. I mean, Walt Disney would be outraged seeing a gay couple on the screen. If I knew how to get a hold of someone at actual like corporate Disney, I'd say, yeah, why are you doing this? Because Walt Disney would be outraged having all this crap going on. He was very conservative. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to indoctrinate. They're trying to get to where, and if you have kids, they probably shouldn't be in for this part. So if you got kids, I'm going to give you a second to get the, because the kids should not really be listening to this, but they're trying to indoctrinate people to where, because Netflix, I don't, first of all, if you're against child pornography, if you have kids, and you would never want to see them raped or sexually exposed, if you're against pedophilia, if you're against, like, I don't know how someone can can watch Netflix and say they're against Jerry or against Jerry Sandusky. I don't know how anyone can have Netflix and say they're against child pornography, because it's right here. They did a documentary on cuties. It's a where it has twerking preteens, and I almost have to see if I don't want I can't I don't know if I could. Glenn Beck has seen it, and he and they watched it on the so that they can see what it actually what they're actually so that when they if they say X, Y, or Z about it, things hey I've seen it. This is what I saw with my own two eyes. Supposedly, you can see parts of the anatomy of girls that are not over the age of 18, that are 12 and 13 years old. They're trying to make, in California, they're trying to pass laws to make penalties for sex offenders less. This is why I don't support Netflix. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. To make, oh, it's okay. I remember I had a girl, she when I was in school, her mom's like, if you want to get your haircut, you're getting your haircut, but you're not getting, you will not get a perm. She had like a dress, and because it didn't go down for long enough, since it wasn't long enough, you will not wear that outside of this house. You go upstairs and you change right now. And now you have TV shows that have 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds touching themselves, dancing like a stripper. Now, if you 21, 18 or whatever, old enough, and you want to go and do that stuff, that's your business. You have that right. But a 12-year-old doesn't know what they're doing. I'm sorry. At 16 years old, I wouldn't have known, I wouldn't have had enough knowledge to know, okay, I would have been like, okay, who did my mom and dad vote for? That's what I'm voting for. I don't really know much about it. I don't follow anything. Now I follow, because what I do, but, and I was, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing when they're sitting there. It's sickening. It's sad. And I don't know how anybody that has kids, unless you're pro, unless you're like filming your kids doing sexually explicit stuff, which you should have your kids taken away from you, I don't know how anyone can support Netflix. I don't know how anyone can. This is sick. If you're a Christian, I don't know how you can watch Netflix at all, period. Because I'm one of those people that for 99.9% of it, I don't know how you can, well, I'm going to support Netflix, but I'm not going to watch this. You're still supporting it. How is this? Well, then, if you're not going to watch it, how can you justify it being on here? They did one where they supposedly, it's supposedly been taken down, I was told, but they did one where Jesus was gay. And I'm like, okay, that was my final draw. It's sickening that they're normalizing child pornography. But like there are Carolyn Mahoney, I want to get into this now because I want to move on because I'd have to shut off my show if I kept going because my blood is boiling. I wonder if I can get my blood pressure after this because it's probably about 9,000 over 10 million. But Carolyn Mahoney came out and she was on CNN and she's like, we have to be prepared for ballot rejections, election violence. That starts with funding. You know, we need to make sure because 75% of this, of the population is going to absentee ballot and vote by mail. So, well, in Indiana, you can't use COVID as an excuse to vote by mail. So there is at least one whole state where you can't use that as an excuse. But she's like, well, I guarantee you, I had to give her props on this. You know, vote as soon as you can. Don't wait. Dude, I guarantee you there's going to be a crap load of people that sit there, and you're probably going to have lines at the drop-off thing, and people are going to drop it off at the latest possible. You can put it in that box. And I've heard that they're investing. This is years ago. This is not COVID-19. It's not election. People would sit there where a postman finally got busted because for years he would go through the mail, and if, like, at Christmas time, he would be taking Christmas cards because they could potentially have money, or birthday cards. Because if you had a bunch of stickers on and the happy birthday stickers and all kinds of stuff, there was potential for money in them, especially around graduation time. And when he was on the route, he was taken. And on his route, people were noticing and like, yeah, we missed this. And they set like hidden cameras up or something and caught him taking people's mail that could potentially have had money. But they said, well, that can't happen. You can't steal ballots. Yeah. Sorry, but 75% of this population is not going to vote by mail. That just proves how idiotic this country is. If the only way I think you should be able, the only way you can actually say you're going to vote by mail, if you're truly up there in age and you can't, you know, like for real, okay, I'm an elderly person, I can't, you know, I get it. But if you're going to vote by mail, then you need to have 100% proof that you haven't left your house. You've never gone to Walmart, Payless, Atlanta Pacific, Cub Foods, Walmart, Meijer, the White Hen. You haven't left your house. Because if you've left your house to go anywhere, tell me how you can go to Walmart but not vote in person. Tell me how you can go to Meijer or Safeway or Save-A-Lot, but you can't. I don't know. Oh, I've been to Walmart 100 times, but I got to vote by mail because the coronavirus is dangerous. How does that make sense? I mean, if someone wants to chime in here, I'd love to hear how you can go to Walmart, Target, Kmart, Meijer, Safeway, shopping, but you can't go to vote in person. Now, but yeah, well, I mean, it's just like this Portland mayor. Oh, police, you need to stop using tear gas. The police just need to leave. People aren't buying this. There's going to be 95 people that vote. 95% of the population is going to vote by mail. And because Trump's budget, no. So let me get this straight. So the Postmaster General's come out. They're going to do more pieces of mail during Christmas than the election. So how can you tell me if they can handle Christmas, how can they not handle the election that's less? But no, see, Trump's trying to stop the post office because it's going to take like 5-6 years for the ballots to get in here because of Trump. And okay, I honestly think that they're going to try to push as many people to vote by mail so that there can't be a verdict on election night. But I guarantee you there's going to only be maybe 1% of the people that vote by mail that haven't left their house. And that's probably like someone I'm talking a house, not a nursing home, not an assisted living community, where I'm talking like a full-fledged regular citizen, 18 to 65. If you're 18, then screw it, 18 to 75. I bet you 1% of 18 to 75-year-olds that are going to vote by mail haven't left their house. Pardon me? But that's where we're at, folks. 75% of people can vote by mail, and Trump is colluding with the post office. The post office union wants Biden to win and Hillary Clinton to win. China and Russia, I think, wants Biden to win. It's funny how these countries that want Biden to win, they're going to say they colluded to help Trump win. Oh, Lord. That's the problem. You have these billionaire politicians and Hollywood celebrities and DC comic elitists and stuff, because I guess, you know, all these people, because I call them DC comic elitists, because these people in DC are like a joke. But sorry, folks, you're out of touch with mainstream America, because nothing applies to you. You don't have to follow Obamacare because you got your own. You got your own waivers. You got millions of dollars. Hollywood celebs and a lot of 99% of Hollywood celebs and people in D.C. can do stuff that I'd be in prison for the rest of my life. I'd probably be getting the electric chair, and they get away with it. That's why people aren't buying this. Well, I've condemned the riots. I'm waiting for Trump to do that. Because I remember somebody the other, like a week ago or whatever, like, I wonder if Trump's ever going to condemn these riots. And I said, Biden has. I'm like, when did he start doing that? He hasn't supported the, he's actually supported the riots. Kamala Harris actually donated money to bail out rioters. What do you mean Biden is condemning these riots? He hasn't done that yet. And it's going on 90 some days at the time. And I don't know if the dude knew if Biden, I don't know if he thought that Biden was actually condemning him all along or not. I don't know, but Trump and Kennedy, I'm like, who do you think's been trying to shove the military up these cities' ASSs to stop this? I'm asking. Trump has. Well, Trump did nothing to stop the coronavirus. That's why he was called everything under the sun. Because he was banning travel from these hotspot countries. But that's the problem. They're hoping that these people don't know anything. Let's pray to God we get these people in here that are going to vote for us that don't know, that think that Trump did nothing for the COVID-19. See, we like Trump because he hasn't changed his stance. You can listen to him on Oprah Winfrey in 1990, and he says the same thing now as he did then. But nope. Then they have Biden out there. They're like, he is so far. I mean, it makes me sick knowing dementia and knowing what I know he has. And they're just kind of like throwing him out there. I honestly don't think he knows what's going on from day to day. I really don't. I'm your candidate for Senate, and we're gonna win this Super Wednesday Thursday. I'm Joe Biden, and it's sad that they're taking someone that has definite cognitive. Oh, it's just a stutter thing that he's had his whole life. They go back to 2008. He sounds perfectly normal. This issue is new. It is a cognitive issue. I've seen him with a pen, like it's a support device, like it's a coping mechanism. What I honestly see is I guarantee you they have people working night and day with him. Coping skills. He kind of honestly reminds me of like Michael J. Fox, where you do things to try to hide the fact that, yeah, you've got the shakes. Like he's trying to do things to hide the fact that they have got issues. It's sad that Sturgis brought 20% spike in COVID deaths. Just COVID cases. But all these riots and everything, you never hear one thing about COVID-19. I got a question. Since Sturgis increased the COVID cases by 20%, how much did all these riots, like in Portland and Seattle and Kenosha, how much did they increase the COVID-19? I'm just wondering because no one ever talks about that one. They actually have cannabis. This is, I'm going to see if I can find the article. This is funny. They have an article about like strains, like if you are basically homeschooling your kids, and it's nuts because they have like if you're teaching your kids at home. Stay-at-home school. Ninth circle of hell for parents. Some strains to take the pain out of your brand new parent-teacher career. Are you kidding me? This is from leafy.com. But I'm not dissing the strain part. I'm dissing the new parent-teacher career. You should be the person teaching your kid. The teacher should just be there to assist you in teaching. I mean, people don't know how easy they have it today. Heck, in my day, please, Mom, please, I promise when we go to the library this time, we'll study. Please, we have to. And of course, she had to take us because that's the only place you can study. Well, you can look up stuff. Now kids just go, Siri, I need a report on elephants. Here is a report on elephants, 3 pages long, attaching to your printer, and will print shortly. I had to go to a library after I convinced my mom to take us and that we would actually study this time. And you had to go to a card catalog, okay? The book number is, okay, so I want to look up orangutans. So it is 460.36, so I got to go to the row that has 460.36 and then find those numbers, and in that there's usually books about, and you usually wouldn't find the book that you looked up in the card catalog that was like index cards with like names and stuff of the books, but you'd find stuff, and then you had to go down and research and do all this. We didn't just sit there and talk on our phones, and I need to know about icebergs. And then it brings up all kinds of stuff on icebergs. We didn't have that. You're supposed to teach your kids. The teacher at school is just supposed to assist you in teaching. You should be questioning what your kid's being taught. You should know what your kid... There are schools where the parents are saying, wait a minute here. Now, I would take my kid out of school. You're going to tell me that you can't... Well, I will... Okay, well then... My kid, then when he gets home, he's going to tell me what you're teaching him, or he's going to get his ass beat. My parents would go ballistic if they didn't know what I was being taught. And the one history class, I left the book. My mom's never seen, one teacher, and it was my mom, had never seen the history book at home. Well, I was afraid if I brought it home, I would forget it at home and not have it at school. That's why you need 2 books, a set for home, and a set at school. That way, the ones at home, you can always have to study with. They're always there. That way, you don't have to worry about forgetting a book at home or forgetting to take it home. Because if you forget to take a book, you don't have to forget to take a book home because there's one already at home. But kids have it so easy today. They just talk into a phone. And I need a report on igloos. This is a Wikipedia report on igloos. You know, it's just hilarious. They have it so easy. But, I mean, there are good strains if you want to, like, calm down from being a brand new parent teacher. See, I wish my parents, when I came home, Mom, do you know what H2O stands for? And when I told her, I wish she would have been like, I didn't know that.
When you, what?
Like when the teacher at school would say, like, ask your parents and see if they know what H2O means. It means water. When I went home, my mom's like, duh. Are you kidding me? I wanted to come home like, that means water? I don't understand. To make me, because...
You know what? The way your mom treats you, you are so spoiled. I don't even want to hear it. Because she didn't gush over you about that one thing.
No, that was many of them. No, it wasn't one thing. It was a bunch of them. Like, when I came home and they say, well, ask your mom what this means or that means. I wish she would have, because it made me feel, like, deflated. Like, oh, I actually, like, I didn't, like, why even, wow, I thought I learned something. Not really, because my mom knew it. But, it, I mean, I'm just, but, yeah. But it's just where we live in. I mean, brand new teachers. Parents. Yeah. You should be knowing what your parents are learning. And what I mean by that is, look at that, this is what we learned in school. Yeah, we didn't have cell phones. The closest thing you had was a pager, and some people are like, oh, that's his mom calling him. What does a 15-year-old need a pager for? We didn't have drug dealing and stuff when I was in school. But this is what we learned. What's typing class, Dad? Yeah, we had a typewriter. It's like your computer, but you put a piece of paper in there and it went and it typed out things on a piece of paper. And you had to know how to spell. It didn't have a spell check. Nope. Know what your parents were taught. Your parents should say, this is what we study. I don't remember. And you should be engaged in your kids' education and know what they're learning. Not today, Satan. Not today. Kids don't know nothing. You know. It's just great. Thank you so much for tuning in. To the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Hope you do. Hope you think. Because this world's just upside down. And we need to make it right side up. I never thought I'd see it. A TV show that would basically exploit little girls. We went from a TV show on Different Strokes, a two-part episode where a guy was doing illicit stuff with Arnold and his friend. And watch this with your kids. And talk about this and explain why it's not right and this is not right and that. And I was like, okay. It's sad. But that's what happens when you have a world where we need the Bible in prison, but not in church or in schools or in society. Maybe instead of pushing Bibles in prison, we push them on kids. And maybe they won't need them in prison because they won't be there. You can find hate anywhere you want to. You can find good. All depends what you really want to do in your life. You want to find the good in this world or you want to find the bad in this world? That's a choice you have to decide to make for yourself. Like I always say this, I don't have to get up in the morning and make my orange marmalade toast for my wife, but I do it. I get to do it. I don't have to pray and be there for Kaylee Thompson and her family. I get to do that. Someday I'm going to need prayers, or I'm going to want someone to be there for me. And how can I expect something from somebody when they haven't gotten anything from me? How can I expect anybody to help me when I haven't helped anybody? Just because I help and pray for Kaylee doesn't mean that I get someone else might pray for me in my time of need. I know Holly and Chris would in a heartbeat, but just because I help one, just because I give this vet a meal and pay for it and thank him for his service, I might not get something back from him. I might get something back from someone else. Got 7 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to get into the Premier League. Wow. So, thank you so much. We're going to move on. Thank you so much, the Premier League. Wow. Jadon Sancho. There's no, because Manchester United will say they're out. There have been supposedly deal. This is what I honestly think. Jadon Sancho is going to be done. I'll tell you why it's taking so long. Call me crazy, but everyone thinks, well, the more money, the longer this money, they'll get interest if they keep it in the bank and all that stuff. I think they're waiting on Jadon Sancho because they wanted to get maybe an Ndidi or a Reguilon, let's say, or a Donny van de Beek. They were wanting some players. Koulibaly. Well, if Koulibaly went for 40 million, let's say, or Reguilon went for 50 million, Donny van de Beek went for 40 million, they could say, look at all these players. You want, okay, how can Manchester United justify Jack Grealish at 85? How can anyone justify Jack Grealish paying 85 million for Jack Grealish when Donny van de Beek, in my opinion, is a better player for 40? They're very close. There's not a 45 million difference. There's not a 45 million pound difference between them. Now, if Jack Grealish was like 50 million, then you say, okay, it's not, you know, you could say the Don's better, Van de Beek, or you could say Grealish is better, and hey, but it's not, he's not $85 million. He's not $85 million worth of a player if you can get Van de Beek, which is just as good, in my opinion, better for $40 million. And I think they were hoping that there were some good players that were going to go for cheap. And they said, well, then you can keep him because, I mean, unless you're going to, because look at Donny Van de Beek went for $40 million. We got him. Look at what this guy went for and that player went for. And you want to, I mean, These players are very darn good, very good. I'd rather get four players the caliber of Donny van de Beek and have the price be equal to one Jadon Sancho than get one Jadon Sancho. So you need to lower your price because we can get these four players for the cost of Jadon Sancho, and three of them are very, very, very good. And if Jadon Sancho breaks an ankle, okay, we're out that one player. If Donny van de Beek goes down, okay, we still got three other players that can. And that's what I think they were hoping, that some there'd be some major deals that they could say, well, unfortunately, since all these players were big and went for way less, how can you demand this much from a player when we're not getting that much? Okay, you want $110 million for this player, and this guy's just as good, and he's $40 million? I don't know, because I've heard off and on the regular deal is off, it's on, it's off, it's on. I think we're just – but then there's people like – I looked at it like this. If we get Donny van de Beek and Sancho, is that a good transfer window? Yes and no, and I'll tell you why I believe yes and no. I believe it's a great – transfer window because we got one of the best players, Sancho, and we got Danny Van de Beek. I don't think it's – we need more players. We need, like, four players to come in here and, like, three Deadwood or four Deadwood to go. Any players we get in here, the caliber of Danny Van de Beek or Jadon Sancho, in my book, is an improvement. Do we need to sell – do we need to do more than what we got? Yes. So it's one of those that I really do believe – I really do believe that we're going to get Jadon Sancho. The deal has not been off. I think they were just hoping that somebody big would come along. Well, look at how much they got for him. They got $40 million for him. Wow, and some people say he's better than Sancho. So you win $108 million or whatever, you're going to have to lower your price because if people consider him better than Sancho and he's one of the top players and this guy is one of the top players and so is this, and they all went for – 60 million pounds, 50 million pounds, 40 million pounds. Yeah, we'll pay 80 million for him, but we're not going to go anymore. Sorry. We're going off of what other players have sold for. This is not Cheapskate Alley. So that's where we're at. And I think it's going to be interesting. Got about a minute and a half left. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got a wonderful show that we did, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. So, got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Just do me a favor. Be good. Do good. If you can find the bad in this world, why not search out the good? Why not search out the good? If you can't be good, if you don't see good, be that good. Be that person that you want someone to be to you. If you want someone at your restaurant yelling and screaming at you, then okay, but most people don't want that. Be that person you want someone to be. Basically, treat the person the way you want to be treated, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I don't care what you believe, support, or stand for. Know what they're about. If you want to support Black Lives Matter, know where the money goes. Know who supports it. Know who founded it. If you want to support Netflix, know what they're about. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless you. Goodbye.